You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning to each and every one of you. This is a Thursday. Yes, we're making our way through the week quite well, aren't we? Thursday, the 22nd of February, and you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3. Of course, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. We're just about a minute and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to be entertaining you this morning, going right through until 10 o'clock. It is Thursday. Dr. Computer's going to be with us, all being well. Special guest in the last hour of this morning's program. Tell you all about that in a little while. But as for now, let's see who, if anybody, is worth talking about having a birthday today. Absolutely. George Washington was born on this day back in the year 1732. Of course, he was the unanimous choice to serve as the first president of the United States. That was from 1789 to 1797. He developed the forms and rituals of government that are still being used. Well, they've been used ever since.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Sunshine, come with me. I feel something new inside me.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Two great good morning tracks bring us in this morning. Started off with Mandisa Lynn Hundley, just known as Mandisa, an American gospel and contemporary Christian recording artist. And she began as a contestant in the fifth season of American Idol. And followed on that's the Stereophonics and Have a Nice Day. And that's exactly what we hope you're going to have. We're going to try and make it that little bit better between now and 10 o'clock, getting in the right mood for the day. This is Journey, Separate Ways, Worlds Apart. Time-wise, 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Thank you.
There we go, yes indeed. Journey in Separate Ways, also known as Worlds Apart. And that has brought us, by the way, exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. So it is time for us to we'll do this, get you in your shower, get you ready, and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Thursday morning. It is Thursday, if you just join us. Very good morning. It is Thursday, the 22nd of February. There we go. Use it up. Wear it out. I'll just see you in the shower. Odyssey in the shower with you this morning here on this morning's breakfast show. Get out now. Here we go. And on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. And, well, just take it easy and relax. I tell you what I can tell you this morning. First time, really, for a long time. It's very overcast this morning. No sign of the sunshine. It's obviously there. It's behind the clouds somewhere. But we've got a cloudy day. And you never know. Perhaps we'll get a little bit of hoovier as well. A little bit of rain. That would be rather nice, wouldn't it? I know Ingrid keeps telling us it's been raining in El Valle. And we'll be checking in, of course, with Ingrid in around about an hour and 5 minutes' time, something like that. And just heard, sadly, Alex is not going to be able to join us this morning. He's not feeling too good. So, Alex, you get well. Look after yourself. All right. So I'll see if I can take a little rummage around the internet and find some techie stories. I know I've got one. We were saving it for this morning. It's one that Rowena and Phil sent us in. Interesting little article. So we'll take a look at that. We'll find a way to keep you entertained. No problem there. Great music going right through to 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, of course. Here's Eurythmics and Sisters. Well, what are they doing? They're doing it for themselves.
Now there was a time when we used to say that behind every great man there had to be a great woman. But in these times of change, you know that it's no longer true. So we're coming out of the kitchen, 'cause there's something we forgot to say to you. It's that sister.
tell you what, that's become a bit of an anthem, hasn't it? Here, Sisters are doing it for themselves by Eurythmics, and together there with Aretha Franklin. A modern feminist anthem, and it was written by Eurythmics member Annie Lennox and David A. Stewart, and featured on both Eurythmics' Be Yourself Tonight 1985 album and Aretha Franklin's Who's Zooming Who 1985. That album came out. The duo originally intended to perform with Tina Turner, who was unavailable at the time, so they flew to Detroit and recorded with Aretha Franklin instead. The rest is history, really, isn't it? What a brilliant song. Keep an eye on the time, 25 and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock. Save Your Tears, that is what it's called, and it is The Weeknd, together with Ariana Grande there, and it is the remix Save Your Tears. Time on The Breakfast Show. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's W A WBED.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Do you want to live a culinary experience accompanied by artistic events? Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Every week, cultural events and live music, pure emotions and magic to live an experience. Check them out at hashtag Salotto Experience. There we go. And I tell you what, guess who our guests are in the last hour of this morning's program? Yeah, we've got Antonio and Elizabeth coming in from Salotto Italiano. Tell us all about it, that experience. You're going to find all about it later on this morning in the last hour of this morning's program.
Jerry D.
Down.
Go, yes, Michael Jackson, Off the Wall, and that was preceded by The Sweet and a little thing called Teenage Rampage. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM, and tell you what, time-wise, if you are keeping an eye on the time, about 12 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. Bruce Springsteen, oh, he's busy. He's out dancing in the dark.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired, man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. It can't start. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. And I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. Just dancing in the dark.
Yes, going off into the distance there, dancing in the dark. Could do with a torch, really, couldn't it? Right, here's a quick little bit of antidepressant news for you for this morning. It's about an entrepreneur up in Canada. Canadian entrepreneur, he built 99 tiny houses for the homeless in a place called Fredericton, providing not just shelter, but also job opportunities as well. Yeah, see, there are some little antidotes out there. Or antidepressants, rather. Not an antidote. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We're 8 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3. Cool FM. These are the Stone Roses. Made of stone. Of course. Made of stone is what it's called.
Oh,
there we go. As I say, the stone roses and made of stone. Let me see. I got another little good news. I got a little antidote, antidepressant for you. Here we are. Conservation success. The Tekahi bird, once thought extinct, has been successfully reintroduced into the wild in New Zealand, doubling its population. I guess then there must be two of them. How they do that one, I don't know. Cardigans, take us up to the top of the hour. News, of course, local news, the top of the hour, more depressants. This is my favourite game. The name of the song.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED. How about this? A rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put these in your diary. Wednesday, the 21st of February, Bolero Night with the Trio Caribe. Thursday, the 22nd, is Jazz Night with Alex Testa Trio. And on Friday, the 23rd, is Jazz Night with Wichy Lopez Quartet. Saturday, 24th, Opera Pop, the tribute to Il Volo. So book now. Where? 6974-5214. 6974-5214.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And there we go, that's the Beatles, and Come Together. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, we're on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Keep you known the time, 22 minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. And I'll tell you what we'll do, it is that time of the morning, let me just get loaded up. I'll see if we can get in touch with our friend Ingrid, shall we, and see what's happening in the everyday story of country folk. Here on 89.3, let's see. Are you there, Ingrid? Good morning.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Charlie and I are on our way, the dentist, to Penonome to renew our driver's license. Did you know that you can actually get your driver's license renewed? Oh, that's Mr. Waze telling me how to drive because I don't know how to get there. Mr. Charlie, my dentist man, he does. He knows everything I need to know. So we are on the road this morning, bright and early, to go get our driver's license renewed. And it has been another rainy day and night. Yesterday, we had to stop. I had my tree cutters up in the trees cutting some of the mangoes back. And I had to have him stop because it was so wet and rainy, and I was afraid he was going to slip and fall and drop those big old tree branches on me and more at my house. So we had him stop. So, again, another rainy day. Rainy day, rainy day. We're so happy that we're getting rain because it's sure making a big difference up here. What else has been happening? Well, the fence has been taken down and got a dog running in front of me. There we go. Let him go. Come on, both. Oh, my goodness. It's a puppy, too. My goodness. Yes, we had spay, neuter, El Valle on Saturday and serviced 380 or 390. Charlie, how many pets do we service?
I think
390. 390. Oh, he keeps count of that stuff. Yeah. So, Charlie, how does it feel to be on with the Intrepid Reporter?
Well, I've never been able to speak to the public, but good morning, Panama!
Oh, baby! He's part of the crew now! Woohoo! All right. Well, yes. Now, the good thing is that I have hands-free driving, meaning I'm not holding the steering wheel. Ha, ha, ha! Fooled you. Yeah, I'm holding the steering wheel. Yeah, we're going to head up over the mountain going to Penonome the back way. We're going to enter the backyard. Yeah, ooh, baby, ooh, baby. Heard I can save 30 minutes driving this way. And I have to tell you, I haven't been up at this hour driving in this direction in a long time, and it is gorgeous. The peaks of those mountains are so bright and sunny and shiny. Woo, it's just an amazing view. Don't you all come up here at once. We only want you here on the weekends. During the week, stay away, because we don't like the tranque. Okay, everything's, hey, tomorrow is that special Freaky Friday Fun Facts. So until then, back to you in the studio.
That's the girl, what you wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star of the screen, but you can do something.
Yes, and that girl couldn't resist that one. Drive My Car from the Beatles, and a big thanks to Ingrid and her sidekick this morning. Good morning, Panama. Good morning, El Valle. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 27 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I'll tell you what, unfortunately no Dr. Computer this morning. He was going to come in, but unfortunately he's not feeling too good. So I'm going to take a little a rummage around while we play another couple in a row. This one, we've got one from George Michael, another one from David Bowie, both about America.
I'm going to a town that's all right. I'm going to a place. I'm going to see some folks who have already died of America. I'm going to make it out for all of the Sunday time. I'm going to make it out for all of the nerds. They never really seem to. I'm so tired of you, America. Making my own way home. Ain't gonna be alone. I've got a life to live. America. I've got a life to live. Jesus Christ in blood. I'm so tired of you, America.
Making my
There we go. Let's take him on, Mr. David Bowie. And This Is Not America. Going to a Town by George Michael was the one before that. 25 minutes, by the way, right before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Great to have you with us this morning. Sorry you've got no doctor computer, but Alex, if you're listening, do get well. And I was taking a rummage, and I came across this one. I don't know if you've been trying to get in touch with anybody up in the States that uses the AT&T, I think it is, mainly. But anyway, it says here, interruptions to United States mobile services have been reported across the United States on Thursday morning. Downtector.com, which tracks outages, showed thousands of reports made by users of multiple networks. This was after 4 a.m., 4 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. Tens of thousands of reports had been sent to AT&T, with hotspots in the south and the east, Downtector has said. Now, users say their phones are displaying the SOS message, leaving them unable to make calls or access services. Now, the case is, or the cause is unclear. The BBC has approached a number of operators to get some comment. AT&T is responding to customers' complaints online, but has not yet widespread acknowledgement of their network problems. Verizon, one of the networks that has received reports on Downtector, told the BBC its network was operating normally. It suggested customers were logging issues after making unsuccessful attempts to contact users of another provider. T-Mobile said its network was also working as normal, and customers are reporting issues that may be having trouble making outgoing calls to another network. And for instance, if you're on T-Mobile or one of the others, and you're Verizon, you're trying to contact AT&T, which is down, of course, you're not going to get a connection. It says here a few thousand customers with Cricket Wireless. Oh, that's not Cricket Wireless. US Cellular and Consumer Cellular are also reporting issues. Now, users having issues with calls, texts, and internet access, with most reports indicating no service or no signal. Downtector's heat map shows major population centers, including Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, and Atlanta, among those facing the highest number of outages. 911 emergency service is also down in some areas. Gosh, that's... Now, I'll tell you what, I'll let you into a little secret, because hopefully you never notice. As we came out of the news this morning, we've had a bit of a problem here, believe it or not, with the internet. It's an unusual problem. So if anybody from Cable and Wireless is listening, you know what this might be, because it's not our router here. But what happened is, and it's happened a couple of times now, is our laptop, our computers that we use for the programming, lose their internet connection. Okay, they have no internet. It comes up, it doesn't matter if it's physically plugged in to the cable and wireless modem or to our router, or whether in actual fact I did switch over to the cable and wireless router or modem, and modem coming on, and we had the same problem. No internet on any of our computers. However, the program was still going out, and it goes out on through our internet. So we were having a problem where we couldn't get internet on any of our computers, whether they were physically plugged in on the Ethernet or whether it was Wi-Fi. And so what we had to do is we got in touch with our friend there, Isaac. Good morning to you, Isaac. Thanks a million. And told him, look, after the news, I'm going to do a call sign, whatever, and then can you please put some music on your end? Which he did. And it went smooth as clockwork. And at the end of the Beatles Come Together, I just turned my mic on and we were back on. We'd switched back to our studio with the problem sorted. It was sorted by rebooting the cable and wireless modem stroke router. So we don't know what that problem is. It happened a couple of times now. I don't know if it's something to do with something like DNS or whatever. If Alex was here, I'm sure he would be able to tell me. So, and by the way, yeah, I'll tell you, I'm going to play another piece of music and then I'll tell you another thing, which, you know, I mentioned to Yasmin. Let's Ride My Car. We've done that one. I wanted to play Light My Fire by UB40. I'll tell you a little story about, if we lost internet, what would happen? Meantime, this is UB40 and their version of Light My Fire. To know that it would be us, to know that it would be us, to know that it would be us. That's it, UB40, and their version of Light My Fire. Now, what I was going to get back to, just sort of getting back to internet things, etc., etc., and of course I was saying to, you know, when it goes, you really miss it. But I was saying to Yasmin, if we had a global conflict as such, one of the first things, I hate to say this, one of the first things that would go would be the internet. Cables under the sea, etc., they would probably be blown up or whatever. Sure, the military have got a workaround. I'm sure they've got their own private networks where they would be able to continue. But just think about it. If the internet went down, you'd have no access to any of the information, any of the news that you get from the internet. You wouldn't... Influencers, well, you better look for a new job. There are so many things that we take for granted. There would be no GPS, although that is a separate system, but you do need, I think, data in order to get hold of it on your phones. Just think about it for a minute, because the one thing that would survive and one thing you'd all have to listen to is terrestrial radio. Yes, there's hope for us yet, you know. But no, it's interesting. Now, I tell you what, I have got a very good story, which I'm going to tell you in a minute. It's a very nice story, but it's also involved with tech as well. I'm going to tell you about that, but we are going to have another piece of music. When I was rummaging around yesterday on the internet and YouTube and places like that, looking for new music, sometimes you come across a little gem, and this was an acoustic recording. And it was by Cody Fry, and it was, to say, acoustic sessions. Cody Fry, it's called Things That You Said, and together with him on the track is featuring Abby Callan as well. And I thought, yeah, I think it's worth a listen to. Bit of a gem, isn't it? I found that. I fell in love with it straight away. Cody Fry, and that's together with Abby Callan. Cody Fry, by the way, American singer-songwriter, He's a multi-instrumentalist, composer and a producer, and he's based in Nashville in Tennessee. Apparently he gained national attention on the 14th season of American Idol, making it to the top 48. He's released several solo albums since 2006, and his work spans many genres, including pop, orchestral pop, and soul. And he's known for his orchestral pop compositions, including orchestral versions of covers. In 2021, he was nominated for a Grammy Award at the 64th edition of the category of Best Arrangement, Instrumentals and Vocals for his cover of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. I tell you what, I'm going to have to look into this gentleman a lot deeper, because to be perfectly honest, he was virtually unknown to me until yesterday. So, we're going to be hearing more of Mr. Cody Fry. Right now, let me just tell you quickly, this was quite an interesting story. It was on the BBC yesterday. It's about anonymous stem cell donation. Marius Werner saved a British doctor's life, and the young German says it may have saved him too, giving him purpose when he had felt suicidal. With a rare type of blood cancer, Dr. Nick Embleton's only hope was a bone marrow transplant. And unable to find a match in the UK, the search was extended worldwide. 2 years on, BBC News and charity Anthony Nolan help two blood brothers find each other for the first time. For more than two decades, Nick, who was 60, has worked in Newcastle's neonatal intensive care unit, helping to save thousands of the world's smallest patients. But in 2021, he needed a doctor himself. Walking down the hospital corridors, after his diagnosis, Nick says he had no idea what was about to unfold. I was fully aware I might die. So I made a will, he says. I broke this news to my wife and my kids, and I felt the saddest for my kids. I didn't want them to grow up the rest of their lives without their dad. A bone marrow transplant replaces damaged blood cells with healthy ones, but the blood automatically rejects them unless they match. Charlotte Hughes from the Anthony Nolan charity said, we search the UK register first and hopefully find a match here. If we're unable to, then we search worldwide to find a match. A match could come from anywhere. Well, both the donor and patient must remain anonymous until the transplant is known to have worked. As soon as he learned that it had, after two years, Nick told BBC News he wanted to track down his donor. Working with Anthony Nolan, BBC News identified Marius, 24, of Chemnitz near Dresden, who had been the donor, been a donor register since his late teens, and he agreed to fly to the UK and meet Nick at Maggie's Newcastle Cancer Support Centre at the Freeman Hospital, where he had his transplant. Two men hug, Marius says, I'm very overwhelmed. I'm shaking. It was really quite a reunion, and there were plenty of tears as well. Oh, what a lovely story that is. And, of course, tech with stem cell, they've progressed a lot, haven't they, with stem cell research. Now, quickly, just another one, because I got this one in the other day from, this came in from Rowena and Phil. And it's a story that I was keeping because it's one that I know that Alex would have liked, because tech enthusiasts and history buffs apparently are in for a treat. An iconic piece of computing hailed as the world's first true microcomputer was recently spotted in an exhibition by Kingston University. Not one, but two Q1 microcomputers were found during a house clean-up by the company Just Clear in London. It's surprising because these babies weren't popular in Britain at all, and with only a handful of units crossing the pond. It's a real bonus being able to feature two Q1s, the world's earliest microcomputers, at Kingston University, said Paul Neave, an expert in early computers and a senior lecturer at Kingston University. The Q1s were all the rage, apparently, when launched in 1972 and played a big role in shaping today's computing world. It was the first fully integrated desktop computer featuring a single chip microprocessor for CPU. And surprisingly, only three of these computers are known to exist today. And two of them were found buried under boxes during the cleanup. There's an interesting little story for you. You never know what you're going to find in your rubbish. Let's have a look around the bin, see what we've got in there. We're 5.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. If you missed the news at 8, we got it for you at 9. Mr. Ray Charles.
You give your hand to me, Then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. 'Cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
Oh, you give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy.
You don't love me.
You Don't Know Me was the first of those two coming from Ray Charles, and I call it pretty music. And then what did they call him in those days? Little Stevie Wonder.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
If you want to live a culinary experience accompanied by artistic events, visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Every week, cultural events and live music, pure emotions and magic to live an experience. Check them out. Hashtag Salotto Experience.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Ready?
tell you what, you never know what you're going to get on this program, do you? We started off with Celia Cruz. An amazing version of Oyo Komaba. And following on, Holly Johnson and Love Will Come. Still to come on this morning's program, we're going to be talking soon with our friends from Salotto Italiano. We're going to be talking about the amazing food, the story behind the restaurant, and the great music that they have as well. So that's all still to come on this morning's program. Time right now, if you are keeping an eye on the time, 21 minutes, and that's after the hour of 9 o'clock.
When I'm underneath the bright lights, when I'm trying to have a good time, 'cause I'm good now, you ain't mine, nah, 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 nah. Don't call me up when you're looking at my photos, getting hot, losing control. You want me more, now I let go, nah, 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 nah. I'm over you. Don't call me up, I'm going out tonight. Feeling good, now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us, gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. I'm not sticking up. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club, and I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up, 'cause I'm here looking fine, babe. And I got eyes looking my way, and everybody's on my vibe, babe. Nah, 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 nah. Don't call me up. My friend said you were a bad man. I should've listened to the back then. And now you're trying to hit me up again. Nah, 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 nah. I'm over. Don't call me up, I'm going out tonight. Feeling good, now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us, gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Now I'm not picking up. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club, and I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up. So sure of yourself, only
change your life. You think you know me so well. Only time will tell.
Pregnant pause. I dropped my headphones. Sorry about that. Seku was that one, and Time Will Tell, and before that, Mabel and Don't Call Me Up. Live radio, anyway. I still grabbed it and grabbed my headphones and I dropped them, and there we go. Anyway, I tell you what, if you keep an eye on time, 27 and a half minutes right now before the hour of, after the hour of 9 o'clock, going through with you until 10. Just something, well, to remind you about.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for please the music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-188-22. Got that? Say, siete, siete, uno, ocho, ocho, ventidos. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show, it's your show. And there we are. Yes, do keep in touch with us. The WhatsApp number 677-188-22. Pregnant pause there. And some hear this little voice in the back of my head. Where do you go to, my lovely?
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmet. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. You go to the embassy parties where you talk in Russian and Greek, and the young men who move in your circle, they hang on every word you speak. Yes, they do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. You're in between 20 and 30, a very desirable age. Your body is firm and inviting, but you live on a glittering stage. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it
just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire. But they don't realize where you came from. And I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly bone takes, and they try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my love, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head.
Oh, I love that song. Peter Sarsgaard, and where do you go, my lovely? If you want to know anything about the 1960s, that's the song to listen to. Mind you, he's got it down to down pat. I mean, the fact that he's got all those details about the 1960s. I'm not sure he was there. You know what they say about 1960s? If you remember them, you weren't there. The Faze and the Radio Big Band. Jazz music.
Feel fine. You must swing to the base.
Probably know one of my favourite groups, DeFaze. Well, not really a group, it's some sort of electronic get-together, really. DeFaze and the Radio Big Band there, and jazz music. And that's what we're going to be talking about, just waiting for our guests to arrive. I know they're on their way, so they should be with us in just a couple of seconds. We're going to take a piece of music in the meantime. Jim Croce, Time in a Bottle.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go.
Go. Time in a Bottle, Jim Croce here on the Smoking Breakfast Show, and we are 90 minutes away from the top of the hour, and just settling in, just got here, hot off the press. Good morning to Elisabetta from Salotto Italiano.
Good morning, Jerry, and everybody. Yes, from Salotto Italiano, perfect pronunciation.
I went to Italy a couple of times, so I'm,
So you have seen many Salottos.
Yeah, because I looked it up. I thought, it's a living room, right?
Yeah, the Salotto is a living room.
Which is a nice description for filming, yeah.
Yeah, because the concept is that people relax. You know, the Salotto in Italy, the living room, is very important. It's the heart of the house. It's where we receive guests, their family or friends, and when we spend the best moment, let's say, of the meeting with the family, is when you are received. And when people attend you in the best way at home, you know, with the best table coats, everything is prepared, Christmas, for example, or the event.
I remember as a kid, we used to, you know, we all lived together in one house with my grandparents and whatever. But we had in those days, you had the dining room.
Yeah.
And then you had the living room. And the living room, as you say, is when you had special people come. We weren't even allowed in there in a week ourselves. No, oh, you can't go in there. No.
When we were kids and we went inside and we messed up into the salotto, they slapped us.
Those were the days when you could get a good slapping, right?
Yes. Was another kind of education at that time, unfortunately for us.
And you didn't forget easily either. So look, tell us a little bit, what's the history between Salotto Italiano here in Panama?
Well, Salotto was a dream that Antonio and I, we had since many years. Mm-hmm. And create something with good food, art, any sort of art. Plastic, painting, sculpture, whatever is the expression, or even artisan, but, you know, level, music.
Of course.
The other beautiful part of, you know, the art that I think that connects any moment, no? Mm-hmm. Behind any event, there is a song or music that accompany your moment.
And I mean, you have a sort of, I mean, it's not just like, oh, well, on a Saturday night we'll have music. I mean, you've got music on what, I think it's this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, it depends on the week. We can have music on, we start on Wednesday normally to have music. And then sometimes Tuesday and Friday, Saturday. Yeah. And different kind of music. Even if, you know, the most common is the jazz. My husband love and mine. And for, you know, more standard jazz, Antonio is, you know, for any sort of jazz.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I was talking with Antonio the other day, and he was saying about expanding the types of jazz, because there's so many subgenres. In fact, I was just playing, it's almost sort of like an electronic guy. He's over there. But he has a group called DeFaze. And they make this modern electronic jazz. I love it. But I did do my homework. Makes a change. and I sort of looked, I thought, well, you know, what when we're looking at jazz, what do we have in the sort of, you know, there's so many things that encompass it. What sort of subgenre of jazz? Mm-hmm. And I mean, the list just goes on. Acid jazz, Afro-Cuban jazz, avant-garde jazz, bebop, crossover jazz, Dixieland, also known as Orleans jazz, electro swing, which is about what DeFaze would be classed at, ethnic jazz, jazz fusion, jazz rap, really.
oh my god.
That's it, ruin a good. I'm joking. modal jazz, orchestral jazz, post bop, smooth jazz, soul jazz, swing, big band. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So you've got such a wide spectrum of what you can, what you can cover.
Yeah. We normally have the standard. We have the Latin jazz. Mm-hmm. We have the fusion, and we are going to try this week with the more modern jazz with Alex Testa, for example, tonight.
Okay. Yeah,
and he has a very good band behind, so it's going to be a good night. And, well, the most important thing is that the quality of the
musicians.
This is important for Antonio, who takes care, normally, my husband, the other, you know, the 50% of the project, Salotto Italiano. And he invests part of his life in creating the program for, the Salotto.
And it's good,
very
too.
Detailed. Yeah.
I mean, and are you the food expert? Are you the
well, let's say food and wine expert.
Oh, good. All right. That's what I like to hear. Yeah.
I try. And the food is a different concept. I mean, we collect the recipes of the mother-in-law.
Oh, really?
Grandmothers.
Yeah.
Neighborhoods. So normally, if you see the menu, is a mixture of different things, different recipes coming from any part of Italy, because this was, you know, our family and the friends as well. And what is important is that the flavor has to be homey.
Right.
Yeah, from not too elaborate, and that you can feel any single ingredients inside. This is the concept of Italian cooking tradition.
So this is really a family business then, isn't it?
It's a family business. Sometimes we fight, but don't say anybody. But it's in all family business.
That's part of the entertainment, right?
Yeah, sure, sure. It's part of the story as well.
How long have you been open?
Actually, is 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're going for the third year.
Wonderful.
Immediately after the pandemic.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before it had been difficult because it was all, you know, like open, close, reduce the time.
Exactly.
But at the end, with passion, with love for the things you do, and with a lot of sacrifice because... Doesn't look like this, but when you have a dream, to make it come true, it costs a lot of work.
Where do you come from in Italy?
I come from Florence.
Oh, okay.
Firenze.
Oh, yeah, been
there. So I come with all the people with me, Brunelleschi, Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, but they were better than
us. They're not right. Are they at the restaurant? we've been to Florence a few times, and I love it. I remember the first time I used to do, when I was in the oil business, I used to do business with good friends of mine in Genoa.
Mm.
And I remember Portugal, my friend, it took me to Florence just for a day. We went for a day of the, basically for the ice cream, I think. But the thing that struck me is in the main square there, there's this sort of like, I don't know, covered thing, with these sort of pieces of historic art just looking as if they're just lying around.
Yeah, it's open air museum.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah. And it's a good idea to go there for the gelato because traditionally we say that the gelato was born in Florence.
Uh-huh.
So the first gelato was called Buontalenti from the name of the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Elaborate the recipe of the gelato. And so basically, yes, it's one of the traditional food. We have nice gelato for this reason in Salotto Italiano.
Oh, yes.
Because we cannot load the tradition in the name. Antonio is from Naples.
Oh, from Naples, okay. So. And how did you two meet?
In Florence, because he was working there. It was many years ago, 25 years ago. Did I write? Yeah.
Someone here will agree with whatever you say.
Yeah, no.
We have an expression in English. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. Perfect. I will fix it. Yeah, 25 years ago, and he was working in Florence, obviously, and I was living there. We had been living in Florence until 2006. Mm.
We
were looking for another place to move, just to increase our experience, to enrich yourself. You know, sometimes probably we didn't plan to come in Panama, but you know,
accidents
life
happen.
Makes plan for you
exactly.
That you have to accept sometimes.
Exactly,
no?
Exactly.
And it was a nice plan. I have to say.
And so, well, one thing I want to point out as well to our listeners that, you know, you mentioned the art, because Saldana, the artist is. I actually met him there the other week, and my wife Christina's favorites. She's got one of his bags, which he takes everywhere. And of course, you've got art. You know, the paintings on the wall. There's the big one, the big mural there.
Yeah.
And I call it Angry Yasmin. And we went there the other week, we went there the weekend, and we had our co-producer Neil Heath, and we went with him, and he looked and he said, "I see what you mean about the picture." Sorry, yes. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
So yes, because I mean, and you've also got some art there that's for sales. Nice T-shirts and scarves, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's a sort of one-stop shop for everything, really. Good food, good music,
and art.
That's right.
And art.
And tell me the story behind the spaceman. The one on the landing on the top. top bit, because I was looking at him the other day.
And that well, this is another masterpiece created by Mario Saldana. You know, he's creative.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So this is one of the lines of this production. Uh-huh. There were a lot in the hotels. He has some at home, and he made one for me.
So they had the typical
ball of the disco.
Yeah, the disco ball's the head.
Disco ball, uh-huh. Exactly. This is beautiful because it reflects the light, no?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he painted the fishes to complete what is the superior part of the restaurant, where he painted a mural.
Yeah.
And the mural is Indira, she's a Gunayala, beautiful lady.
Yeah.
And you know, the Gunayala, they come from the San Blas, so he's all dedicated to the sea, to the water, fishes, and the men with the heads, the disco ball, complete, obviously, his immersion in the world of the Indira. That's the name of the
wonderful story.
Mario, it was a nice meeting before the pandemic. We were thinking about the project together for completely other things. But, you know, as I told you, life is what happens when you're making plans.
Yeah, exactly.
Different plans. And the pandemic came, and we met again after, during a night. The first night that Idania Doman was staying there, and their friend. So he came to listen, Idania.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mario, Elisabetta, you're here, and the story restarts.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
So we decided to expose the art of Mario, because he's, you know, the continuation and the realization of our dream, no? And it's still a good relation we have.
No, absolutely.
Mario is a nice boy.
Yeah.
He's a nice man.
There's not many of us left, you know, is there, Antonio?
Yeah.
Yes, dear.
He learned.
It's going to be the new expression in Salotto Italiano.
Yes, dear.
We just were about running out of time, unfortunately. But, I mean, I know we're going to do this sort of for the future, because I've got some ideas we're going to talk about later on. And hopefully you're going to get back sort of every month and tell us who's been in and what you've been listening to and what you've got planned. And we're keeping everybody up to date with what's on musically coming up this week. And, I suppose I'm going to have to go and do something else. But look, if, you know, our listeners, there you are. You've heard it from the people themselves, Salotto Italiano. Italian home cooking, art, and great music. And keep listening to The Breakfast Show, because we'll keep you up to date with everything that's going on. So for now, Elisabetta and Antonia, just say yes, dear. That's okay.
Yes, dear.
So we'll see you soon. Okay, and that's it. Yes, it is time for me to wrap up for this morning. It's been a fun morning. Sadly, as I say, Dr. Computer couldn't make it this morning, but it's great to have our special guests with us, Elisabetta and Antonio from Salotto Italiano. And as I say, do go and check it out. It's worth a visit. And let me see, what have I got to tell you? I've got to tell you a big thank you to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, her everyday story of country folk in El Valle. Yasmin, my producer, my social media, everything else here on The Breakfast Show. Our co-producer, Neil Danby, gets a lot of our background information for us. And, of course, the boys and girls at Grupo Grada, who keep us up and running in the mornings. And again, Isaac, thank you. Great job we did this morning. Nobody would have known unless I told them. So big thanks to them. And as always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Remember what I say. Want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.